Chopin's Sonata in B-flat minor, Opus 35, an impassioned performance by the young pianist Aline Bezenberg, ending today's live chamber prom from Truro. There are more romantic showpieces in next Monday's chamber music prom at St George's Bristol and live here on BBC Radio 3.
And that was Nicola Haywood-Thomas. And tomorrow, the chamber proms around the UK take us to Bristol for works by Franck, Isui and Habigal Bryan. That's tomorrow, just after the 1 o'clock news.
Mozart at the BBC Proms. The pianist Leif Ove Andsnes and the Mahler Chamber Orchestra explore music written during just 2 years of astonishing creativity. There'll be turmoil, tenderness and joy in a trio of concerts covering a groundbreaking symphony, intimate chamber music, vocal works and 3 piano concertos. Mozart at the BBC Proms, live on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds, next Sunday afternoon at 3 and 7.30 in the evening, and on Monday afternoon at 1.
BBC Radio 3, it's 2 o'clock and time to leap into a gondola as Hannah French whisks us off to Venice for the Early Music Show.
Hello and welcome to St. Mark's in Venice in 1629, where the music of Dario Castello sounds from gallery to gallery high up in the Basilica. Surround sound echo effects, brought to us now courtesy of the Gonzaga Band at this year's York Early Music Festival. Dario Castello's Sonata Decima Settima in Echo, the very essence of Castello's modern style as heard in Venice in the late 1620s. It's music that began the Gonzaga Band's concert given earlier this month at St Margaret's Church, the National Centre for Early Music in York. And so in today's Early Music Show, we'll follow these musicians through their programme of music from Venice in 1629, where next we encounter Heinrich Schütz writing for soprano, Paratum cor meum, My Heart is Ready.
Oh,
Wake up, my glory. Wake up, harp. Wake up, lyre. I will wake up at dawn. Heinrich Schütz's Paratum cor meum, Faye Newton, the soprano, with the Gonzaga Band. A German in Venice in 1629? Here's the band's founder, director and cornet player, Jamie Savan, to explain all.
1629 is a really extraordinary year in Venice. In fact, all of the 1620s are extraordinary because we have this amazing outpouring of new music and experimental music from the Venetian presses. But it all comes to a head in 1629 because Heinrich Schütz was there visiting. He wanted to learn about the newest developments in the Italian style. Monteverdi would have been top of his list, of course. Monteverdi was there as Maestro di Cappella at St. Mark's. But we were also interested in this whole host of lesser-known figures who were really active at the time. And so we have people like Alessandro Grandi. Grandi was, for a while in the 1620s, Monteverdi's deputy at St. Mark's, and his job really was writing the small-scale music. So motets with obbligato violins or cornets. Also, Biagio Marini was around, and he was one of the first violin virtuosi. Also published an amazing collection of music in that year. So we were just absolutely spoiled for choice in choosing the repertoire for this programme. And it's also this kind of high point because it's the year before a major pandemic hits in Venice, because 1630, we have this horrendous plague where Venice lost a third of its population and many of the composers who were featured in this programme.
Jamie Savan. So let's hear music by both Biagio Marini and Alessandro Grandi now, beginning with Marini's Sonata per l'Organo, a really unusual sonata for organ and an obbligato instrument. Fully realised, written out, not leaving the organist to improvise on a bass line, and also proving that the old modes were not totally out of fashion.
Thank you.
Alessandro Grandi's Regina Celli, A Prayer to the Queen of Heaven, the Gonzaga Band with their soprano Faye Newton, and before it, Biagio Marini's Sonata per l'Organo, Stephen Devine at the keyboard, with the band's director Jamie Savan, the cornet soloist. Now, you may be surprised to hear that the organ in York wasn't a huge traditional pipe instrument, but a compact electronic one. Stephen still plays the keyboard, as you would normally, but they've acquired high-quality samples of an original Venetian church organ, which, via some very sophisticated software, lets us hear the sounds of that original instrument. Well, from the organ to an organist. And in researching this programme, Jamie Savan's turned up some quite obscure repertoire, including music by a certain monk, Orazio Tarditi, who in 1629 became organist at the Church of San Michele in Isola, which is now the cemetery island of Venice. His Opus 8 was published the same year when he was just 27 and includes the Sacred Concerto for Solo Voice and Continuo Plaudite Cantate. Before it, we'll hear Marini's Sonata Senza Cadenza, a curious and clever piece that goes to quite some lengths to avoid a perfect cadence.
Thank you.
applaud and sing with cymbals, praise with lyres, sing psalms with the organ. Orazio Tarditi's Plaudite Cantate, and before it, Biagio Marini's Sonata Senza Cadenza, both performed by the Gonzaga Band in their concert Venice 1629, part of this year's York Early Music Festival. Well, another little-known composer in this concert is Giovanni Carone, whose only surviving compositions come from his first book of motets. Congratulamini mihi is a duet for two sopranos to be sung in honour of a female saint, one whose name's left blank in the printed source so that the music could be tailored to any occasion. The Gonzaga Band chose Saint Marina, who was especially venerated in Venice, and a muted cornet takes on the second soprano part. The Gonzaga Band in Giovanni Carone's Congratulamini Mihi, published in Venice in 1629. The music of Ignazio Donati next, and to introduce it, Jamie Savan again.
One of the highlights of this programme for me is a piece by Donati, who never quite got a job in Venice, but he seemed to move from church to church and from court to court in northern Italy, circling around, and eventually got the top job in Milan. But he published quite often in Venice, and he wrote music in a variety of formats. He wanted his music to be performed as flexibly as possible. And so this piece, Maria Virgo, is written for one or two or three or four voices, any of which, apart from the first one, can be substituted by instruments. So we took this as an open invitation to substitute those voices with cornets. In fact, we have three cornets. I played tenor, and violinist Teresa Cordel switches from violin to cornet. So we have soprano and three cornets in this extraordinary piece.
Thank you.
The Gonzaga Band at this year's York Early Music Festival performing Ignazio Donati's Maria Virgo, their soprano Faye Newton. Well, they return now to the music of violin virtuoso Biagio Marini and the Capriccio No. 14 for two violins in four parts. And you'll hear how challenging that is right from the very beginning. But these players are careful not to complain because apparently there's another in which the violin has to play three parts at the same time.
Thank you.
Biagio Marini's Capriccio No. 14 for two violins in four parts, performed by the Gonzaga Band, violinists Oliver Weber and Teresa Caudle, with Stephen Devine at the harpsichord. And in 1629, director of music in St. Mark's, Monteverdi, was the star attraction in Venice. And he helped the Gonzaga Band choose their name. Here's Jamie Savan again.
The name Gonzaga comes from the ducal family of Mantua, who were patrons of Monteverdi, among others, and was rather inspired by Monteverdi writing a letter of complaint to his ducal patron that even the cornetto players were getting paid more than he was. So we took that as something of an omen. Monteverdi is represented in this programme by just one piece, because that's all he published in this year, 1629, and it's this amazing piece for soprano solo, Exulta Filia Sion, and it came out in an anthology of music, and really in this piece you can hear some extraordinary pyrotechnics from the vocal soloist and more than a hint of Monteverdi's work in the opera.
Thank you.
He has redeemed Jerusalem. Alleluia. Claudio Monteverdi's motet, Exulta Filia Sion, sung by Faye Newton with Stephen Devine at the organ. This was Monteverdi's one contribution to print in 1629, but as director Jamie Savan says, he certainly made up for it with the sheer number of notes. Well, the new names keep coming in this concert. Benedetto Re was director of music at Pavia Cathedral, and we'll hear his Lilia Convalium, which appeared in a Venetian anthology in 1629. And before it, the blind composer Marino Pezzenti's Corrente in honour of a fellow Venetian composer, Giovanni Priuli.
Thank you.
The Gonzaga Band recreating the sounds of 1629 in Venice at the York Early Music Festival this month. That was Benedetto Re's Lilia Convallium, and before it, Stephen Devine played a corrente by Martino Pezzenti in honour of another composer, Giovanni Priuli, who'd studied with Giovanni Gabrielli alongside Heinrich Schütz. As we come to the end of this sojourn in Venice, we return to the music of Schütz and his Symphoniae Sacrae, published in Venice in 1629. He describes in the preface how he first cast his anchor in the floating city to study with Gabrielli some 20 years earlier, and how composers now sought to charm modern ears with new titillation. Well, we'll hear him doing just that in Exultavit cor meum.
Exultavit cor meum in Deo, in Deo.
Heinrich Schütz's Exultavit cor meum, performed at the York Early Music Festival by the Gonzaga Band, soprano Faye Newton, cornetists Jamie Savan and Helen Roberts, and organist Stephen Devine. Well, that's almost all from this concert, Venice 1629, at St Margaret's Church, the National Centre for Early Music in York. Violinists Oliver Weber and Teresa Caudle rejoin the band now to end with the music of Alessandro Grandi, a composer who died in the devastating plague that was on Venice's horizon in 1629. But just as there are resonances with pandemics of the past, there's inspiration from history too, as Venice saw a great flowering of music and rebuilding of cultural institutions by the end of the decade. And so the Gonzaga Band play us out today with Grandi's Amo Christum, I Love Christ, who renews my youth and brings a glow to my cheeks.
The music of Alessandro Grandi, played there by the Gonzaga Band with their soprano Faye Newton, ending the Venice 1629 concert at this year's York Early Music Festival. The Early Music Show was presented by Hannah French. And at 2 o'clock next Sunday, Lucy Skeeping will be back at the York Early Music Festival with highlights of the Young Artists Competition. Well, next Friday, the BBC Symphony Orchestra will be joined by the Lebec Sisters for a rare performance of Martinu's Concerto for Two Pianos which is by turns playful and atmospheric. Martinu's quirky concerto for two pianos, which is being performed by the Lebec sisters alongside Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances and the Proms. Next Friday evening at 7:30, live here on Radio 3 and on BBC Sounds. BBC Radio 3, it's 3 o'clock and time for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast live from Hereford Cathedral on Wednesday during this year's Three Choirs Festival with the choirs of Hereford, Gloucester and Worcester Cathedrals. The canticles are sung to the set in D by George Dyson and the anthem is Praise, a setting by Dobrynka Tabakova of words from the Book of Daniel. I lifted my eyes to heaven and blessed the Most